Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. What was the joke of the week? Here's joke of the week number one. I should have done this joke a couple of weeks ago. How come ghosts don't have babies? Because they have Halloweenies. Number two. Hey, Andy, I started a company selling prayer mats made out of trampolines, and profits are going through the roof. Sorry, profits. That one made us laugh. Here's joke of the week number three. How do you identify a bald eagle? All his feathers are combed over to one side. You get it? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Here's number four. There's a new study about how women feel about their asses. 10% say too skinny, 30% say too fat, and 60% say they don't care. He's a good man, and I'm just going to love him to death. See how we saved that? Uh-huh. See how we saved that?
That one slid through.
Here's joke of the week number five.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
I just purchased an original Van Gogh table. I know it's original because there's a bit of veneer missing. We don't explain them. And Andy said he got that one all by himself.
Still got it, yep.
All right, since we were on a Van Gogh roll, here's number six. Speaking of Van Gogh, Andy, did you know that Vincent Van Gogh had a dizzy aunt named Verdi?
I did not.
And a brother who ran a convenience store named Stoppin?
Once again, no.
He also had a cousin who drove a stagecoach, Wells Farr.
Yeah, that's quite the family there, John.
He had twin brothers, Andy Mazur. The one ate prunes all the time. His name was Gata. And the other was constipated all the time, and his name was Can.
John, could you go onto something different here?
Hugo? That's his grandfather from Yugoslavia. I'll bet he didn't have an uncle named Stoppin. I'll bet they're just making that up on the radio. Here's joke of the week number seven. What's the difference between mashed potatoes and pea soup? Anyone can mash potatoes. Joke of the week number eight.
We have breaking news. Here's our news anchor, John Williams.
There was a fire at the shared home of Count Chocula, the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, and the Teddy Grahams Bear. I'll have s'mores at 11. That one made me laugh. Here's joke of the week number nine. You hear about the giant snail attack?
No.
People were screaming, walk for your lives. Walk for your lives! Number 10, please.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an employee at a clothing store, and John Williams will star as a psychic.
Here, try this shirt on.
Nah, it's too small.
You didn't even try it on.
I'm a medium. Joke of the week number 11. Here's a heads up for our millennial male listeners. Scheduling your first digital exam may not be what you think it is. Joke of the week number 12. A penguin walks into a bar, says to the bartender, I'm looking for my brother. Have you seen him? Bartender says, I don't know. What's he look like? Joke of the week number 13. My roommate claims that I'm schizophrenic. Well, the joke's on him. I don't have a roommate. And finally, joke of the week number 14. An organ grinder with a monkey walks into a bar. Monkey jumps up on the bar and sticks its tail in a guy's beer. The guy yells at the organ grinder, hey, do you know your monkey's got his tail in my beer? The organ grinder says, no, but if you hum a few bars... You may have heard a different version of that joke before. Now, what was the joke of the week? Okay, guys. Andy, what do you like?
I love the Van Gogh montage.
That would be joke number six, more Van Gogh. All right. Steve Alexander says...
I'm going with number two. Profits are going through the roof.
Profits are going through the roof.
That's a good one, too.
I'm going to go with that one, too. Andy, you going to change your vote?
I'm going to go change it. I'm going to change the profit.
Profits go through the roof. Bobby Kessler says...
A bit of veneer.
Yes, how about that? A smarty pants
smarty
joke.
Smarty pants, but darn funny.
Neil, are you going to play along today? What's the joke of the week?
I like profits through the roof.
Profits are through the roof. That's four votes for that one this week. Okay, we'll figure out who sent that one in. They'll win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and I'll randomly select one right now as well, or send them both out.